Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Hope government turns into a nightmare for the people with the collapse of the Sudanese pound. In his speech after taking the oath of office, as Prime Minister, Kamal Idris said, quote, our slogan is hope and our mission is to achieve security, prosperity, and a comfortable life for every Sudanese citizen, end quote. In his first press statement, he declared he would dedicate his time and effort to ensuring a dignified life for every Sudanese. Now entering the third month, and with his cabinet not yet fully formed, the hope he promised has turned into a disturbing nightmare. It began with the collapse of the Sudanese pound against other currencies, especially the dollar. The parallel black market witnessed a sharp rise where the dollar exceeded the barrier of 3,000 Sudanese pounds. This deterioration in the local currency's exchange rate has sparked soaring prices for fuel and essential goods, tightening people's already difficult lives due to the war and its repercussions. In the midst of this catastrophic situation, the Minister of Finance merely offers promises and reassurance that neither satisfy hunger nor ease suffering. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Sudan, in light of the suffocating crisis facing the people, clarify the following truths. First, among the fundamental reasons that have led and continue to lead to this disastrous economic situation, A, printing paper currency without backing, under the pretext of currency replacement followed by the completion of the replacement process in the Gezira and Khartoum states, among others. B, it has been confirmed that some of the old currency that was replaced has leaked into the market and was recirculated, further devaluing the currency's purchasing power. C, the continuation of the war and the increasing costs associated with it, in addition to the crimes committed by the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, including damaging currency printing presses, stealing machines, and carrying out widespread counterfeiting of the local currency. Second, Sharia has specified gold and silver as the basis for monetary exchange as they possess intrinsic value that ensures exchange stability. However, the government, by following the policies of the colonial Western disbelievers, specifically printing unbacked paper currency and submitting to the dictates of the IMF and the World Bank through a policy of currency flotation, has driven our currency into a daily free fall against the dollar, which itself is merely paper and ink. It is the government's adoption of these policies that has led us to this terrible decline, despite Sudan's abundant, visible, and hidden wealth. Third, we have granted the colonial disbeliever authority and control over us, despite Sharia's decisive prohibition. Allah Almighty says, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And never will Allah give the disbelievers over the believers a way to overcome them. Surah An-Nisa 141. They interfere in our affairs through so-called peace conferences by which South Sudan was separated, and now they beat the drums for a conference in Washington at the end of this month. What we most fear is that this crisis may be deliberately manufactured to force acceptance of whatever evil may result from the conference, particularly regarding the potential separation of the Darfur region. In conclusion, we say to our people in Sudan, this oppression and the blatant interference of the colonial disbelievers in our lives through their local agents will only be ended by the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood. So rise and work with Hizb ut-Tahrir, the truthful and trustworthy leadership, to establish it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Othman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.